The Prime Minister has directed the Defence Force to speed up the clearing of firing ranges it used in Afghanistan after revelations that 17 civilians, including 7 children aged between 5 to 12, were either killed or injured by unexploded ordnance left there. The Defence Force says the Provincial Reconstruction Team withdrew from Afghanistan in 2013 after clearing firing ranges in accordance with the standards of the time. A stuffed circuit investigation has revealed the injuries and deaths which the United Nations has attributed to ranges where New Zealand troops operated. Chief of Army Major General John Boswell is in our Wellington studio. Morena.
Good morning, Kim.
You left Afghanistan in 2013. It's been 5 years since the updated standards were introduced, and you still haven't cleared it?
Yeah, so we've had some real challenges in that time. One of the main ones was in 2015 we received a report from the Americans that that noted that we needed to clear about 219 square kilometres at a cost of about $46 million. And that made no sense to us at the time. It didn't reflect the ammunition types that we'd fired. It didn't reflect the sort of training that we'd conducted. And
what do you mean? You didn't occupy?
Well, so what it did was it arbitrarily applied the templates for ammunition natures that we didn't use and over an area that wasn't appropriate. So we re-engaged with the Afghan authorities, the Directorate of the Mine Action Coordination Centre, and they have agreed that the 2015 report was unrealistic, and they have advised us that, in fact, we need to clear about 38 square kilometres at a cost of about $7 million, and that was confirmed in a non-technical inspection report to us last year. You know, so as a result of that, we're now in a position we can go forward with a degree of certainty as to exactly what's required against, as you said, the revised standards which were put in place after we actually left Afghanistan.
And so, what are you going to do now?
So we've entered into negotiations with the Afghan authorities. We've reached an agreement as to the way ahead, and that agreement is ready for signature by both parties. We've established a project manager here in New Zealand. The project charter itself was in the final stages of review. And once we've got that signed, we can go out for tender to engage with a private company to do the clearances required.
Do you accept that there may be deaths on your hands?
Look, New Zealand, the New Zealand Defence Force in particular, has a very close association with the people of Bamiyan, you know, and I was there in 2010, and we of course regret any deaths of this nature.
Yes, of course, but do you accept that it may have been your ordnance that caused them?
So the reality of Afghanistan and indeed Bamiyan province is there is a significant amount of unexploded ordnance in that province. I think the Provincial Reconstruction Team conservatively cleared in excess of 200 tonnes in the time it was in Afghanistan of ammunition that didn't belong to New Zealand.
From this area, from the
Bamiyan province.
Okay.
Now, look, I can't categorically say to you 100% that we did not leave any unexploded ammunition in that province.
But given that you cleared everybody else's, it seems likely, and this is certainly the view of the United Nations, that it's your ordnance that did the killing and the injuring.
So every time we used that range, we would discover ordnance from another nation that had been there previously.
But oddly, none of you guys got blown up by it, right?
No, we didn't, because we know what not to touch. We know where to steer away from. And certainly if we come across any unexploded ordnance on that range when we were using it, either ours or more likely in other nations, we disposed of it at the time.
You said despite the use of the ranges by other militaries previously, the NZDF takes its responsibility to ensure areas used by New Zealand forces are free of unexploded ordnance very seriously. Well, you haven't, and you didn't.
So we adhered to the requirements put upon us in 2013 before we departed to clear those ranges to the standards at the time.
Just tell me why the newer standards are so different from the older standards.
So the main difference is that the new standards require a subsurface clearance. So we undertook the surface clearance.
Right.
And And you know, you've got to understand that ammunition natures will move frequently as floods come through an area, as erosion occurs. Ammunition that was previously covered will become uncovered. So whilst we did a surface clearance at the time, the ammunition may have been below the surface from other nations, and that may have been uncovered recently, and that could well have led to the injuries and deaths, regrettably, of the children from that province.
Did NZDF do the clearing before you left?
Of course.
Itself, not contractors?
Sorry, we contracted.
All right. Yeah. Would you do that again?
Yes, we will. So we looked at a range of options once we got the report in 2015 as to how we could undertake the clearance using either military means, civilian contractors. We even gave consideration to our own forces going back and doing it. But there were huge support and security issues associated with that. Now we've got confirmation of exactly what is required. Remembering this report only came through last year, we're now in a position to move forward.
You say that April will be clement enough, perhaps, to clear the firing ranges, so nothing's going to happen before April?
Other than we'll go out for tender, we'll enter into contractual arrangements, and we'll do all the preparatory work that's required to prepare ourselves or the contractors to commence their activities as soon as the weather allows in April.
The Prime Minister has become impatient with you. It has taken too long, she says. Is she right?
Oh, it's taken way too long, regrettably.
You know, and who do you blame for that then?
Oh, there's been a range of circumstances that have led to this outcome, and we're now in a position where we can move forward, and we are moving forward.
No, but really, couldn't you have hurried it up yourselves?
Look, 2015 was a seminal moment in terms of the report we received
from the United States.
From the Coalition Engineers, yeah. Yeah. And it took us some time to confirm exactly what was required. It took us too long, Kim. I give you that.
And given how many people have been afflicted by this, has NZDF spoken to any of the families involved as soon as you heard about these deaths and injuries?
So we've done a couple of things. 2013, we received a report of some injuries, and we deployed a New Zealand officer to Kabul to investigate. He spoke with UN, Coalition, Afghan, and also the author of the report, but he couldn't get the details needed to engage with the people that are supposedly being affected.
And
Well, they're alleged to have been injured. You know, even the author of the report was unable to give us the details that we needed, which we found surprising. And, you know, we've
continued. So why didn't you try and do it yourselves?
Why haven't we gone into Kabul? Into Bamyan.
Yeah.
We didn't have sufficient information. There's a huge
logistical
challenge.
But come on, you've won the hearts and minds of people in Bamyan. You're always telling us that.
There's still significant security challenges across Afghanistan. It's not a matter of just jumping on a bus and travelling to Bamyan. You know, you've got to make sure the right procedures and measures are put in place. Look, the other thing we've done, Kim, is we've continued to engage with the Directorate of the Mine Action Coordination Centre, the Afghan authorities, and they are our link into the local population in Bamyan at the moment.
John Boswell, thank you, Chief of Army. Major General John Boswell.